Hi, is Miss Chica in? Am I saying that
Yes,
right? No, I'm sorry.
this is her.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing well. My name is Jeremiah. I'm with the Bank of Cardiff. I received your application,
Oh,
and I
okay.
just kind of wanted to touch base with you. Do you have a few minutes?
Sure.
Perfect. So I got your application, and I wanted to see exactly, specifically what you guys were looking for.
Okay. Why well, we're looking to go to another location.
Okay.
And kind of expand what we have. I currently have a restaurant bar
Okay.
right now. It's Sliders. Just pretty much a bar in Virginia Beach. So we're looking to open up another location as well.
Okay, so you guys are looking to open another location or move to another location?
Well, no, we're opening it. We're negotiating with somebody right now.
Okay, so
Yeah.
opening another location. Okay. And are you going to be purchasing new like restaurant equipment, or what are is there
I'm
gonna is
currently
it already set up as a
looking.
restaurant right now?
Yeah, majority of the equipment that I've already purchased is already there.
Okay.
I'm just looking for couple, capital more so for kind of marketing and just some working because it's a, new location, of course, so.
Yeah, for sure. That's exciting though. Congratulations. You guys are expanding. That's awesome.
Yes, I'm excited.
I know the bar and restaurant business is a tough business, so
It
you
is.
know.
Oh my gosh. We're on our own. So, only the
Yeah.
last year of doing it. So, but it is a lot of work and commitment. I will say that.
And absolutely. Is there a sp how long you guys been in business for, actually?
4 years, 9 months, 5 years?
Oh, okay, almost
Yeah,
5 years.
5 years and
Are
9 months.
you 100% owner of the business?
Yes.
Okay. And I have here that you guys had done something with the Brooktown Maintenance.
Okay.
Do you guys have any current like loans out with anybody?
With my current processor, Harbor Touch, I did take out one.
Okay. Do you have it right now with them?
Yes.
What do you owe them?
My balance is 20. Think that's what it is. I haven't checked it because they sent me like a invoice.
Okay, 20. Do
But
you
that's the only one that I have right now.
so it's around 20K?
Yeah, but I've done like three or four with them, so I don't know if maybe that's why you have other ones because it's not like the first one. I've done them and paid them off and then.
Okay, cool. Do you have how do you pay them? What is there like a
They
daily
come out,
payment?
yeah, out of my bank account, they automatically take it out.
What's the daily payment on that?
Think it's like a percentage. It's like 12 or 13.
Okay, so they take a percentage of your credit card.
Yeah.
Okay,
But
so
out of my
servicing.
bank account though. It doesn't come
Directly
directly out
on
of my credit card. My credit card deposit and then they go in there and then 2 weeks, depending on what it is, they take it out.
Got it, got
If
it.
that makes
Okay,
sense.
cool. Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm familiar with that program. So, how much were you looking for in capital?
Not much. I mean, I have cash saved and I kind of gave them, cash deposit for the equipment because I'm, pretty much buying already an existing restaurant.
Okay.
So I'm really not, I would say 20 would be comfortable just to give me a cushion. I have
Okay.
capital to open it, but I just don't
Want to use all
want to
your
just not have,
capital.
yeah, I want to at least
Yeah.
have, do the flyers, the marketing.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. And what'd you guys do in sales last year for your current restaurant or
Last
bar?
year, we're at about 500.
Okay.
I think it was 500 on my tax returns. And then this year, I think we're, actually, as of right now, we're already at 500. So
Oh, nice.
that's
So
a
you
good
guys are,
thing. Yeah.
yeah, that's good. Year-over-year growth is important, so.
Yes.
Okay, so just to kind of give you an idea of what we can do for you, just kind of based off the numbers you've given me, looks like I
Okay.
can get the 20K is not going to be a problem. I might even be able to go all the way up to 50.
Okay.
So I can definitely make something happen for you. Did you want to try to finance some equipment too, or?
Honestly, look, here's the thing. They, I'll be honest with you. I paid 40 for the equipment and I gave them 20 already.
Okay.
They're willing to let me make payments on the equipment. It happened to be the lady who does my nails. She wants to get out of, they have an Asian restaurant. So I was like, oh, it's perfect,
Oh.
So, being that I've been going to her for so many years, her and her husband willing to work, with my husband. So I'm not too pressed,
No, there's no need to
about
pay
that. Yeah,
interest if they're
she's fine
gonna.
with the payments and she's not charging me interest. So that kind of is out of the way. And then I still have, my all my stuff in where I have now, so that's all paid for.
Cool.
And
cool.
Capital-wise, you know, right now, cash, you know, what I'm dealing with is kind of, you know, in the 10 or 15, which I can open it up with that, but I'm just, it's going to be kind of tight, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, there's no, yeah, if I can get you a good deal on 20K, there's yeah. no need. Yeah, I totally know what you mean. So this is
well,
what I'm going
to... It's just a cushion more so for me, but I mean, I own everything I have in my restaurant.
Cool.
Free and clear title, you know, I'm current on my lease payment, on my, you know, so it's nothing like that. I'm just wanting to have that extra. And
sure.
It happened to be I went to go check my mail today, and then I opened, I said, you know, let me give this, I get all these things in the mail, let me give them a call.
Cool. Well, no, we appreciate you giving us a call here, and we definitely want to kind of build a relationship with you. Sounds like your business is doing well, and when you guys open up this new location, what do you think the return on investment is going to be on that?
I definitely think it's going to be probably the same, if not better, with what you
okay.
know we have planned and things like that.
Well, how much is it? How much is it costing you to open up, like, total? What's your investment, your original investment to open up this second location?
So far, I mean, you mean like as far as paying them, including what I'm buying the restaurant for?
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
For the restaurant, we paid $40.
Okay.
We have, just because we've been planning on opening another location for the past year, we already have another, you know, 10 and just equipment and things that we're bringing in that we have in storage, you know, already. So the investment as far as equipment is kind of there. This is more so the flyers and then the sign, that kind of
sure.
thing. But
are you guys expecting to be profitable your first year from this location?
Oh, yeah, definitely, because we don't have the overhead like we did. You know, we already kind of coming into it without leases, you know what I mean?
Wow.
We opened our first business, we were having to lease everything, and like now we learn the business, we're like, we don't pay cash for it and get it used. It's like you'll pay three or four times, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Sometimes
uh-huh.
I take the risk with the capital loans because, you know, I lost my job, so I built my credit, but as far as the business goes, like, you know, we learn with the other place. Never finance anything again. That's why it was nice getting this place as a lump sum already going. We kind of learn, you know what I mean?
Cool, absolutely.
Yeah.
No, it sounds like a sweet setup.
Yeah.
And for you guys to be able to have that opportunity, you know, you just kind of yeah. fell into it with you because you knew the person who owned that restaurant.
Yeah.
And
exactly.
Awesome.
And our leasing, the leasing company happens to be also the same leasing company we're with right now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you know, we have been looking anyways, but that's what I'm trying to do, just, you know, open up our business. And like I said, we have the capital. I was just wanting to have more so of a cushion because
mm-hmm.
I'm using a lot of my cash to, you know, purchase their restaurant plus, you know, and I have a purchase, you know, order that I bought all their equipment and all that other good stuff as far as to show, you know.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, here's what I'm going to do for you. I got your application already. Let me send you an email. All I'm going to need now are some business bank statements and then a tax
okay.
return and
okay.
then your credit card transaction merchant statements.
Okay, I could send that probably within 30 minutes because I believe I just scan my tax returns, but everything else I can print because I use HarborTouch, so I can just send those to you from there.
Perfect, perfect. So I have the email as slidersportslounge@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's it.
Cool. I'll send you my contact info as well. My name is Jeremiah. Again, if you have any questions, yeah, just reach out to me by phone. My direct line will be on there as well as my email.
Okay, sounds good. I'll look out for it, and then if I have any questions, I'll give you a call.
Perfect.
What's your number just in case or whatever doesn't come through? I can call you directly.
Definitely. It's 858.
Okay.
909.
Okay.
8867.
8867. Okay, perfect. And you have my number. This is my home, but I work. It's my office. You can call me there or my cell. I think I left for you, too.
Cool. What's your cell, just in case?
The cell number is this 822 number.
822. I don't have that. Oh, 3189?
Yeah, that's my cell. This is my office. You can use this one. And then the 498 is actually Sliders. That's the
restaurant location.
Yeah, but you probably won't find me there. You most likely.
Okay.
Because I work from home most of the time. So.
Okay,
yeah.
You got it. Appreciate that.
Right. No problem. Well, I'll look for the email, and then I'll be in touch with you this afternoon for sure.
Sounds good.
Okay, thank you.
All right, you're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye.